Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
All right, Lisa, don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long.
That's my opinion!
He will never emotionally fulfill you.
Because I don't want to be a part of this.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep!
Close your legs to married men, trash box.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Welcome to Morally Corrupt, the Friday edition. I know this is not Rachel Lindsay, this is not Kelly Curry, but you got Chelsea Sirk Jones and Jodie Walker. Jodie, how's it going?
Chelsea, thrilled to be here with you on a Friday. We're in the big leagues, baby.
I know, it's so crazy, but we are here on this special Friday to give you something a little bit different today. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week, but we had an awesome interview with Sam from Summer House. So we just wanted to share it a little bit with you. And, you know, this past season of Summer House has been really difficult. It started off slow and now it's picking up. But we're seeing this horrible friendship fallout between Danielle and Lindsay. But this week's episode ended in what was a very teary-eyed engagement proposal between Lindsay and Carl. Jodie, did you get emotional? You're a resident crier, so please tell me you cried.
Yeah, obviously I cried. I cried from beginning to end. I cried the whole time. I probably cried earlier in the episode for no reason, but I definitely cried when they got engaged. It was also even beyond the engagement, just a very like, you know, love is just in the air on Summer House. Corey and Sam, you know, like everybody's dating. These two are getting
Andrea
engaged.
And, Andrea and Lexi.
Oh my gosh. Andrea and Lexi are so in love. They just cry when they even think about how in love they are or if they had not gotten back together. At first I was like not so sure about what was happening there, but it was really sweet when they cried. And
yeah.
That's probably the other time I cried.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a very lovely, loving episode of Summer House. Mixed in, of course, with some drama with Danielle. Seemingly not happy about this engagement whatsoever. And that spills over into next week's episode, which I am looking forward to addressing with you because I have lots of thoughts about how Danielle...
You already have lots of thoughts about next week's episode.
She's ready. I'm ready. I know.
Opinions. I actually do too. I saw that clip of Danielle absolutely losing it before I watched the episode. So I thought it was going to be in this episode. Mm. And I did enjoy this sort of like, you know, this was a bit of a reprieve, but I'm already nervous for next week and just that it's the girls are not okay,
but the girl that is okay is Sam, and
Sam's doing great.
Great pleasure of talking to Sam. Earlier this week we discussed her relationship with Corey and how that all started, the love story. You guys, Corey is a hopeless romantic. newsflash. So stay tuned for that, as well as her thoughts on being in between Lindsay and Danielle, because she's friends with the both of them. And we also get into the reunion, which sounds like a doozy. So without further ado, here's our girl, Sam from Summer House. All right, guys, we have Sam from Summer House. Sam, I am so excited to be talking to you. I truly think you and Gabby are two of the best new additions Summer House has seen and since Paige. So happy you are on our screens.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. And thank you so much. That is like a very high compliment to receive. I'm very excited about that. I appreciate it.
I mean, you came in guns a-blazing, dancing until 2, 3 a.m. with Kyle. What? I've heard in previous interviews that you've never really watched reality TV before. So what mindset did you have going into this experiment, this Summer House, where it's literally 24/7 surveillance? What surprised you most?
I think how quickly you forget they're there, the cameras, you know, and the microphones. You really, like, it's crazy because at first it is overwhelming. I mean, you walk onto the set and there's a camera in your face and it weighs probably more than I do. And like, there are like 12 people like behind the scenes, like running around silently. And you're like, oh my God, you could never get used to this. And then you wake up the next morning and you do something stupid and you forgot there's a million cameras on you. And it just kind of all melts into the background. And you know, you really get to just live your regular life with your friends. So it definitely shocked me how quickly I got used to that. Cause you know, the only reality show I'd ever watched was The Bachelor. And I guess like, I kind of put that in a different category. Like it's not a surveillance situation. Like it's a competition show. So like, I guess I didn't really, when I said that I'd never watched reality TV, I guess I hadn't considered that there Bachelor really was one of those, but I've never seen anything like what we do until now. So it's definitely a learning curve.
It's definitely a league of its own. I don't think I could ever get used to a camera seeing me like crawl out of bed when I'm hungover. No. So no. You guys are truly champions. But you came in knowing Amanda, but you made friends pretty quickly. What was that process like for you? Are you someone that's like always easily making pals? And who on the show do you hang out with mostly like off camera?
Yeah, I would say it's always been in my nature to just make friends with everybody. I always say like my favorite room to walk into is one where I don't know everybody or really anybody, because I just love to meet new people, hear their stories, like find connections. That's just always been something that I love doing and something that comes very naturally to me. So it was a perfect situation for me to walk into. Like I wasn't like, yeah, you're a little nervous when you walk into a room full of people you don't know, especially when the stakes are high as it is in this situation. But it was very easy to make friends in that house. We have a lot of big personalities. Nobody is like super introverted. So it was a really amazing experience. And I would say, outside, besides Corey, of course, I would say I probably hang out with Gabby the most, followed by Lindsay and Danielle. I hang out with a lot after that.
Oh, fascinating. That's interesting. We'll get into those two later.
I know.
But you know, you mentioned Corey, and I gotta be honest, Summer House Corey is far better than Winter House Corey for me. And I will say it's because of you.
I'm honored.
I don't know what it was. Like, I just watched him in Winter House. I was like, oh, I'm not sure. And then when he came into the Summer House and your guys' chemistry and how cute you are together, what caught your eye about him when he first walked in the door?
Well, to speak to that point, you know, my mom has always said to me since day one, like when you find your person, they will bring out like the best parts of you and it will like be a reflection back at you, like the best version of yourself. I think Corey does that for me. Like I've never ever once felt like I was too much for him. He like makes my personality like bigger and brighter and better. And I hope I do the same thing for him. And, you know, that's not the first time I've heard someone say they like better on Summer House than they did on Winter House. So I'm hoping that that's what's happening there. So that's like a really special thing to, it's a really nice thing to hear. But I mean, first of all, he's physically massive. Like, he's very tall and his shoulders are like I was like, can he even fit through a door frame, this man? And he has this like very broad chest. So like, I'm obsessed with his body and like, I'm a fitness girl. So I was like, oh, like he lifts. Okay. But what it really truly was like that made me interested beyond just like nice to look at is that I could like hear him before I could see him. I could feel his presence in the house. Like that energy radiates like for miles before you get to touch this man. So like for me, that is like such a turn on. I want someone with like a big, crazy personality who brings a huge energy into the room. And it's just, it's so contagious, right? Like I think a lot of people have said, and a lot of people on our cast have felt like he walked in and he completely changed the tune of our summer. Like it, and I really credit that to his energy.
Yeah, I will say after Kyle's 40th birthday, I was like, oh, we are ramping up. This is fun. Summer should be fun. Yes. But so you guys started dating in the summer house. What was it like after the summer and into the fall? Were you guys long distance? Because he's in Charlotte, right?
Yeah. So he's down south. I'm here in New York. And we didn't want to like rush into putting any labels on it. Like I always talk about how it's like almost a vacation complex, right? Like when you meet a guy on vacation and you like vibe and you're making out, you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. This is amazing. Then you like go back to your regular lives and you have to like pay taxes and do your day job and like commute to work every day. And like, you have to like go back to like all the mundane like life things. And you have to like see each other in very different situations, like real life situations, right? Like, I want to know how this man treats like the server at a restaurant. I want to like see what he's like at his absolute drunkest. I want to see what he's like first thing in the morning. I want to see what he's like around my like friends in New York and around my family before I make any decisions about like whether we can be serious in a relationship. So we did put in the effort to like get to know each other long distance. So I would say he first came to New York about a month after filming ended. And we spent the whole weekend together. He stayed with me. And I think that first weekend really solidified for both of us that this was not going to fizzle out anytime soon. It was just kind of like, okay, like I'm going to get up and like make breakfast and go to the gym. Like, do you want to come? And like, it was just like the compatibility was everything we wanted it to be. So then, you know, after that, the hard part was like, okay, like what about in between? And he did this very, very sweet thing where, you know, he's always posting these film photos. He brought his film camera to the house, took a million pictures. And as soon as filming wrapped, he was like, I got the photos back. And I was like, great, I want to see them. And he refused to send them to me because he wanted an excuse to talk to me every single day. So instead of just having that like one moment where that we got to share, where we like looked at the photos and like talked about the photos, I still to this day get one photo every single day that he texts me from his film camera from the summer. And also from like our escapades like thereafter, you know?
Yeah.
The photos everywhere. So like, I would say, I mean, I was shocked at like the effort he put in between seeing each other to like maintain the connection from long distance. So, you know, I think when we both care about it that deeply and like we're both so excited about it and putting in that kind of effort, like it just feels very easy.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. I would have never thought him to be such a romantic. That was,
I was like, so I'm going to ruin your bad boy reputation by telling people this story.
I love it. It's like out of a movie.
Really sweet. I know.
And when you guys did first meet, we saw what looked to be somewhat of a competition where Sierra might have shown some interest. Was there like some tension in the house? It seemed really short-lived because you guys immediately kind of hit it off. But did you feel like any kind of tension between the two of you in that moment?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know that Sierra was into him. She never expressed that to me, like out loud. And she definitely didn't like pursue Corey in real life. You know, It sounds to me like she talked to a bunch of other people about it, but it kind of never materialized. And I think a lot of that, the reason for that is because Corey and I just clicked like so instantaneously and so deeply. And I even checked with Paige before I like really pursued Corey. It was when we were setting up the decorations for Kyle's birthday. I said to Paige, like, am I clear here? Like, Sierra's good with this. Like, everyone's cool with it. And she was like, you're totally fine. Like, full steam ahead. So I got her blessing and I went for it. And I'm really glad I did because here we are now.
I know. I love it. You guys get to see your love play out as it started. Like, who gets to look back on that?
I said it all the time. Like, what a special thing to have to look back on for us, you know, like our first kiss will be like forever immortalized, you know, like,
that's so cool. Well, another happy couple in the summer house was, of course, Carl and Lindsay. And in tonight's episode, we saw that they got engaged, which, honestly, like, knowing that it was coming, but seeing it play out was still so sweet. Like, I got a little tear in the eye.
Oh, same.
What was it like being in the house with them? And what was your perception of the relationship? Because it seemed like the house had a lot of different opinions. But how did you view the relationship?
From literal moment number one of meeting Carl and Lindsay, I could tell that they were deeply in love. Like, it was not a secret. It comes out of their pores. Like, they just are obsessed with each other. Like, he is so sweet with her. Every single thing is like a validation of their love, right? Like, the way he talks to her, the way he looks at her, the way he speaks about her, and vice versa. Like, they really, to me, just seem like, in some ways, to me, they seem like polar opposites. And in other ways, they just seem so perfect for each other and so compatible. And throughout the summer, you know, watching them navigate this relationship and all the opinions about it in the house and like going through their lives, kind of also starting as best friends and like moving into this relationship, like, you know, I feel like I got to watch a real life love story play out firsthand and like very up close. And I was over the moon for them when they got engaged. It feels right to me. I know it feels right to them. I'm so happy for them. It was like such a magical thing. And I've seen this episode like 4 times now, and I still get like choked up because you can even hear in his voice, like how freaking nervous he is. Then I'm like, why? Like, she's obsessed with you. But like, of course, it's like the scariest thing ever. So like, he's like shaking and like, it just, you can just tell how much it means to both of them, and they just don't want to fuck it up. And I don't think they're ever going to. I think they're perfect.
Yeah, it was super cute. The whole like 5 years best friend, like everything was.
So is that the name of this beach? I go, Lindsay. Like, if anyone needs to know whether she 100% knew she was getting engaged, that should tell you.
Yeah. Like, she did genuinely seem surprised.
Right. And like everyone, of course, I'm sure you have suspicions when that's about to happen to you. And like, they had talked about marriage and stuff, but I was like, 7 years is not the name of that beach. Like, no.
I love it. But you know, as a viewer, I will say I'm a big fan of Hub House. I turned a corner on her one time. I like DM'd her because I liked her boots in a picture, and she actually replied and told me where she got them from. And I said, you know, that's a girl's girl. So yeah, ever since
she then, wants you to buy them. Yeah.
Ever since then, I've been a fan. So, and you know, I've watched all the seasons of Summer House. I know, you know, she's not everyone's cup of tea. She could rub people the wrong way. She has her moments, like everyone on the show does. But this season specifically, it's been really hard for me to like gauge and understand why there's so much animosity against her. And specifically within this relationship with Carl, because it's the first time we've seen a really healthy relationship or seemingly healthy relationship in the summer house. And so I thought everyone would be celebrating this, but what was it like for you, you know, coming in essentially as an outsider and kind of not knowing the relationships? And what was your gauge as to why there was so much tension between really most of the girls and Lindsay and kind of Kyle too?
It was really hard for me to understand where that animosity came from. And I really didn't learn a lot about it until the reunion this year. At the reunion, I was going around being like, hey guys, what happened between you season 5 that I like don't know about? Because like, I can't figure out why you hate each other. And I think it's all history. Like, it's all past like shit and the friendships and whatever. And I can't really speak to that. You know, I wasn't there. I didn't know them. Everyone is growing up in real time. So like, you're not the same person you know, in 2023 that you were in 2019. Like, grudges are not to be held in this experience. That is one thing, you know, that is very clear when you get into this experience, you understand that like grudges don't make for good television, right? So like we keep it fresh. So I think like, you know, I could feel it. I could feel it in the house, but I never really fully understood what it was. And it was always just kept to kind of vague, you know, like, oh, like she is this as a, like as insert adjective or character trait, or like they are doing this. And I honestly think that all of them keeping it vague when they talked about each other was a protective measure that they took to make sure that I was able to be friends with everybody. And that I'm very grateful. Like they've said to me, like, we don't want you to take our beef with someone else and like decide that you're not going to be friends with them because of that. Like, that's not fair. We want you to come in here and make friends and have your own relationships. And so to everybody's credit, they just let me do that. And that was really important to me. So like, I always thank them for that. But you know, I do think it created a really tough environment for Lindsay and Carl to be happy in. You know, I think there were a lot of times when they were just trying to like live their lives and like do the things they wanted to do and be happy together. And, you know, I think they were very much kind of trying to show the group, like, look at this, like, this is good. This is happy. This is healthy. This is, you know, what we've all wanted this whole time. And I think they just like, by the end of the summer, they got a little beaten down. Like it was really hard to watch back in the episodes. And it gets a little bit harder even the next couple weeks because you see them just get hit over and over and over. And you're like, okay, like maybe you guys have stuff in the past that like maybe things are not great with all your friendships right now, but like this is such a happy thing. Like I wish we could all just be happy for them and happy about it. So there are definitely times when it's hard to watch. And I think as a group, speaking now in May of 2023, I can say that as a group, we've made some major progress since this was all filmed. But yeah, it was a little bit of a rough go of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I do appreciate you kind of not being filled in the past, because there's one thing as a reality TV viewer is when a new cast member comes in and like tries to get into the mix of like deep rooted issues that they're not aware of, it's always kind of like, well, you weren't there. So like I do, you and Gabby were like very like, you're in a tough position, but you were really good friends to everybody. And I think that, and it didn't feel like playing both sides or anything like that.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Jedi are being murdered. On June 4th, Star Wars returns, only on Disney Plus.
I didn't do it. Believe me.
She was my student. Let me be the one to bring her in.
Now she is a student of the dark side. An acolyte.
Star Wars, The Acolyte. 2-episode premiere June 4th, only on Disney Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
At the end of this episode, and then what we saw for the previews for next week with the engagement, and it is tough to see like Danielle seemingly very unhappy with the engagement, which was crappy. But how like you mentioned earlier, you're friends with both Danielle and Lindsay, and I want to, like, how are you in the middle of that? How does that work for you? And how can you be a good friend to both knowing that they were like kind of severed?
It can be really hard at times. And I think part of it is mediating when appropriate, right? Like, for example, at that engagement party, I have said, I will say, and I will own that, like, I think Danielle's emotions being, you know, upset that she was excluded from that, you know, milestone in her best friend's life, her emotions are totally valid. I would be so hurt and sad if I couldn't like participate in that moment for my best friend. That said, it doesn't automatically validate every behavior that comes out as a result of those emotions. And so I think part of it is like, I don't want to see and hear you doing that in front of Lindsay and Carl at their engagement party, right? Like that's not something that like Lindsay deserves. However, like, do I want Lindsay to like make Lindsay and Carl maybe to make an effort with Danielle to like include her in things and, you know, put a lot of attention towards the friendship, knowing that by coupling off, they're leaving her a little bit high and dry and like in a weird kind of like lost at sea position. Yes. And so like there is a little bit of mediation where you have to be like, okay, like this wasn't cool of you. This wasn't cool of you. And like, check yourself because like this relationship is important to you. It's important to us as a group and like your other friends. And we just want it to be resolved. So part of it is accountability. And for that, we try to mediate. But other than that, you know, since we're not all together all the time anymore, right? Like we could do that a lot easier when we were all in the same place and like talking to about each other. But now that it's kind of after the fact and we're all living our own lives, it's been a lot easier to just be normal friends with them. Like, you know, that's not the topic of conversation when we hang out with Danielle or when we hang out with Lindsay. It's just tell me about your life and like catch up like normal friends. And to their credit, they've never made me pick. Like I've always been able to be friends with both of them. They're not the kind of people who would do that. And I'm very grateful for that. And I hope that as a result, they can reconcile and then we can all be friends and finally get to experience what all the hype is about this friendship, like this crazy duo. So I think I'm kind of just looking forward to that now and excited to get to a better place with them both.
Well, Sam, you sound like a great friend. And especially, I know that sounds like a tough spot, but seeing it play out on screen and how you've been supportive of them both, I think you're doing a great job.
It's hard sometimes. And like, you never also like, even when you are like checking and balancing your friends, you want to make sure they know it comes from a place of love. And like, I'm trying to protect you from like ruining this friendship for yourself and from embarrassing yourself and from doing things that you're going to regret later. And ultimately like whatever the fans can say, they're team Lindsay or team Danielle, but I'm team reconciliation. And like, I think that there is a world in which they can be friends again. And so that ultimately is like what we're trying to get towards. And I think they can do that. There's enough love in this relationship. If they didn't love each other, they wouldn't even fight. They would just let it go.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned the reunion a little bit. And we know you guys filmed that, I think, last week. What was that experience like for you? Your very first reunion? I'm sure it was a long day. What was that all like?
It was very tense. I, as you probably know from just watching me on the show, I'm a talker. I love to make myself heard. I love to share my opinion and insert myself. And I was blown away by how difficult it is to get your voice out there in that conversation. Everyone has a lot of things they want to say. So there are times when someone will be like, yeah, I'm Sam this. And then you want to like speak to it, but they're already on to the next topic. And you're like, okay, are we okay? Okay. And that's it. And then it's just like come and gone. And you really gotta, I'm learning this, like if there's a future reunion that I need to attend, note to self, speak up. And like, doesn't even matter if you're interrupting someone because everyone's always interrupting someone at the reunion. So I would say that was like my biggest surprise. I was surprised at, there were a couple of moments that got very hostile, really hot. And I think I don't know, like this summer, there was not a lot of like full group confrontation. And I think when you put everyone in a room together, and it's the first time we've gotten to talk about it in months, but we have the very fresh experience of just watching it back just a couple hours or days prior. There were a lot of feelings right at the surface that just came right on up, like no waiting period for that. But in the end, in the last, I would even say just the last couple minutes of the reunion, even we make a very surprising U-turn from like hostility and like, we're never going to get anywhere. We're not going to make any progress to like, it comes back around. And we have some surprising progress in the last couple minutes. So, I'm very excited for everybody involved. I'm very excited just for people to watch it back. And I think, you know, a lot was said and done, but in the end, I think there's a clear path forward. So that makes me hopeful for the future.
I love that. I love that a lot because, I mean, it's been fun watching you guys, but it's always more fun when everyone's seemingly getting along and we could get drunk and rage together. So
yeah, I think there's a future for that. I really do.
That touches my heart, Sam.
Mine too. And also, like, you got to know, like, I came in here to have a good time. Like, my group of friends and like share house people that I would like hang out with prior to the summer, like, this is bigger personalities, right? Like, in any like pretty like traditional normal friend group, you'll have some big personalities, some like tame personalities. We are like strictly giant personalities. There's so much more opinion sharing, like drama, stuff that just comes up naturally when you put us all in a room together. So I walked in and I was like, this is going to be so fun. And then I looked around and I was like, oh, the house is on fire. Like, you know, sometimes the call's coming from inside the house. But I really do think that this coming summer, there's an opportunity to have a lot of fun. So hopefully we can.
I hope so too. I hope you and Gabby are back because I do enjoy your guys' friendship and your relationship. And I enjoy watching you on the screen. You've brought so much light and levity to the show amongst all the chaos that we're seeing with these friendship breakups. But thanks so much, Sam, for chatting and talking with me. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I love getting to, you know, clear some things up for people and make sure, you know, everyone's in the loop. And yeah, it's been really fun to get to relive the memories from this summer, the good ones in particular. So always happy to talk about it. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.